This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
At least four people have died in those tornadoes in Oklahoma. The AP's Donna Warder.
The storms began late Saturday, killing four people and injuring at least 100. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt flew over the town of Sulphur, where storms left crumpled downtown buildings, tossed cars and buses, and roofs torn from homes, all in a 15-block radius.
What I saw downtown Sulphur, It's unbelievable.
Audio courtesy of KOCO.
Just like that, all the tax revenue, all these businesses in downtown Sulphur just overnight have been wiped out. So we need to help Sulphur rebuild.
A state of emergency has been declared in 12 Oklahoma counties. I'm Donna Warder.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is beginning another trip to the Middle East. Palestinian health officials say Israeli airstrikes on the city of Rafah killed at least 22 people overnight into this morning. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Secretary Blinken will be trying to broker another ceasefire.
If we can get that in place, then that gives you 6 weeks of peace. It gives you no fighting for 6 weeks, and that includes no fighting in Rafah. And what we're hoping is that after 6 weeks of a temporary ceasefire, we can maybe get something more enduring in place.
He was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. As for those protests against the Israel-Hamas war on college campuses in this country, many campuses were largely quiet over the weekend, but there were some arrests. Three police officers were shot and wounded Sunday in Kenner, Louisiana, in a standoff with a man who was then killed by a police sharpshooter. U.S. intelligence reportedly has determined that Russian President Putin likely did not order the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, though U.S. officials believe Putin was ultimately responsible. This is AP News. The entertainment update for you now.
The lawyer for former film producer Harvey Weinstein plans to tell a judge this week that he'd be ready for Weinstein's retrial for rape anytime after Labor Day. Last week, New York's highest court dismissed Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction. Weinstein is hospitalized in New York City for health testing. Nicole Kidman was given the AFI Life Achievement Award on Saturday in Los Angeles in a ceremony that will be televised on TNT on June 17th. When asked how many of her films felt like a risk, Kidman says all of them.
People go, "You're actually going to do that movie?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I am."
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
Jerry Seinfeld's movie Unfrosted will premiere Friday on Netflix. It's about Pop-Tarts. Seinfeld says part of the appeal of Pop-Tarts is how they feel in his hand, like dice or a nice spoon. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.